Good afternoon.
Hi, Alan. Nice to see you. It's Thursday. It's the 19th of September. It's about 20 past two.
And we're going to go and have a walk down Chapel Walk for one place, aren't we?
We are. We haven't been down there for a while. So at the moment, we're stood at the cathedral at the tram stop, about to cross over onto Fargate.
And I suppose the best thing. Hello, Helen, because I just said hello. Right.
Yeah. Okay, then.
So if I pass through that.
Okay.
So. Your paw.
Yep, quite a few people around. Let's just get organised. It's not raining, not too windy.
No. But not as warm as they said it was going to be, though, yet.
Yeah. Right, we can go, that's fine. So, as we cross over, not much traffic around. No ice cream van there today, I noticed. There was last time we did this. And we've got Burger King on our right as we approach Fargate.
Okay.
And then we are met by these concrete blocks and the barrier and various railings, so it's not completely obvious how we get across to go down Chapel Walk.
We'll
have to go and explore.
Yep. So we're coming into the centre of Fargate now. There seems to be a gap round here to the right in between the big colourful plant pots. Okay. And then there's some railings to our left, a couple of big bins which construction workers are using. To our right, as we're crossing to the left of Fargate now, there's a big fenced-off area, barriered off, and we're coming out near the phone shop now, on the left-hand side, having just passed the Black Swan Walk.
Okay, right.
So here we are.
In Chapel Walk.
Chapel Walk's here to our left. So as we go down, we've got the old paper chase to our right, which is an empty shop at the moment, and to our left, I'm trying to think, at one point that was a Virgin phone shop, wasn't it, I think? And
It wasn't. It used to be a bag shop and all sorts in many years gone by.
Yeah, that's all empty and shut. And next to that there's a shutter that's down with nothing behind it. And then on your left here there's Stanislaw's Bakers and Confectioners, and that's very much operational.
Okay.
Doing all kinds of sandwiches and cakes and things. Another empty shop on the left. I think that was a male barber shop at one stage.
It could well have been, yes.
And on our right, Sheffield Beauty does all things threading, waxing, tinting, facials, hair colour and eyelash extensions.
Okay. Yeah. That sort of thing, what you want.
Left as a closed down Munchies, an old food shop. And on our right, it's, how do you say that? I'm trying to, Zoom Mart, African food shop. And that's open. And in the doorway, there's various peppers and chilies of all different descriptions and various other vegetables. And some dried foods. And looks quite interesting in there. I imagine, particularly if you're doing certain kinds of cooking. Yeah.
So, many years ago, on this left-hand side, used to be Whitehead's craft shop.
Right.
Where you used to get all your craft supplies from. And then that, many years ago, moved to the bottom of London Road.
Okay. There's nothing like that here now.
No.
There's an empty door. It says something on this door. Notification of construction project. I'm trying to see the dates and what exactly. Refurbishment, commercial works going on, ground floor and first floor offices. Start date 05/08/2024. So something.
So
gonna,
so should have started because we're now, aren't we?
So right. Next to that is a nail salon to our left. Opposite, piercings and jewellery, a shop called Silver Lining.
Okay.
And that's open, and there's people in there. now on the left, the Worldwide Candy Company, but that's shut down. And on the right, Juno Books, and that looks very much open. There's various posters in the window as well. Shall we just have a little glance and see what kind of things?
See what posters are.
There's things about student fairs, LGBT events. It seems quite varied, a few different bookshop events themselves as well.
So information posters rather than your pop star.
Yeah.
Pin-ups, which is what I was first thinking. When you said books, it was like there might be posters of whoever, pop groups and stuff, but no, if it's information.
Just a few, very select. I imagine you go in there and ask if you want your information displayed.
On the window, right.
On the left now, another empty shop, as there is actually on the right. But that coffee shop that I was saying I might pop in at some point is Feast. I'm pleased to see that's very much still open.
Okay.
Yeah.
We can come back to that.
But I'm wondering, is it on the right here where we were looking?
It's a bit further.
Yes. Okay.
Down the corner.
So we are. We're going round the bend, round the corner now, and that is all shut on our right. And yeah, on our left. Oh gosh, that doesn't. Has that moved? City of Sanctuary, Sheffield, because. There's some refurbishment work seems to have recently been going on at the front of that building, and there's a notice on the door: we're temporarily closed due to building work from July 2024 till early November 2024. The sanctuary will be closed. Activities that take place in the sanctuary have either been moved to different locations across the city or will take a break over the summer. And then it says to visit the website. And I can see there's quite a few construction signs on the door now. And that place called Stitch Express, where they do all kinds of alterations. Yeah. And that's there.
That's the last one on the corner before the back alley up to Marks and Spencer's. We've had stuff altered there in the past.
In fact, I've missed one out. As we were walking up past the sanctuary, we had passed a place called Gut Level Members Only.
Oh.
And I've not seen that. It's a DIY music venue bar with a roof terrace. And as I look up now, I can see there is indeed a space up there. Plant pots, I can't see, but behind, I imagine there's some tables and somewhere to sit out, because of course Andrew's used to be there, didn't it? Was that where Andrew's Cafe, the front entrance?
I don't know.
It was there for a long time, and you could also access it from the side, which is barriered off now, but in the past you could get into Marks and Spencer's.
This has been closed, has it?
Yes, it's been closed for quite a while now. You can only get in and out of Marks and Spencer's from the main doors on Fargate.
Because we always used to go in this entrance, because the lifts were just inside here. Instead of trying to walk all the way through the store to get upstairs, because we've not been able to sit the dogs on the escalators.
That's right.
We used to come to this entrance and go up here.
I think it was quite convenient for a lot of people as well, for the food hall, if you just wanted to pop in. And in the city centre at one point, it was the only convenience store, which was open until 6 o'clock. I know there's a few more little Tesco Expresses and Sainsbury's and places around now. But, but you could also access Andrew's Cafe, and they used to have a lovely outdoor area upstairs, and you could have a traditional afternoon tea there and things. I was quite sad to see that go. On our right, I remember that used to be Superdrug at one point. It's a game shop, Element Games.
Right.
And that's open. There's people in there. Seems pretty well stocked. On the left, this is the entrance to Victoria Hall, which is like a TARDIS because it's a huge space
building inside.
Yeah, with lots going on, but there's nothing in. Well, yes, there's various things advertised in the window. Sequence dancing, yoga, keep fit to music, things about assist, piano. Going on, all sorts of things
all
that they,
bits.
Yeah. So it's good to see that there's still lots happening there.
And the cook shop used to be somewhere just here, a double footed.
Right, well on our right there's a shop which I do remember was open a while back, but it looks shut now, called Bird's Yard. Trying to think whether it's a shop or a cafe. I do remember walking past it when it was open. The charity shop, Samaritan's Charity Shop on our left, that's open and looks full of things. And another shut shop on our right. I'm looking up and seeing what it was. Ronnie O'Sullivan shop.
That's a snooker shop.
Yeah.
Snooping.
Yeah. Next to that is the shop that you were looking for, because it says it on the front.
The cook shop,
but it's very much shut.
It's closed down.
And it's had other posters and things on there, actually. In the windows it says Bubble Magic, Bubble Tea. So I think it might have been that at some point. Mm. And also, there's something stuck out of the side. Vietnamese superstore and street food. I don't know how long that sign's been there, but I can't see any evidence of... So, yeah, that cook shop, it looks
it's been.
On our left, that looks open. It's Vow Art, piercing, tattoo, laser, jewellery, body modification studio. Hmm. On our right.
Tea shop never owned.
Did it never open in the end? No.
It was a big cook shop, but it went to Vietnamese superstore. They left and they were supposed to be coming and nobody turned up.
Well, we were actually coming down here for the cook shop in particular. Yeah. It's been a while since I've walked along here.
Yeah.
So,
Going to Ottawa Moor?
Yeah.
McDonald's used to be on that corner. If you look at the other corner, so you're going to have to go past it. There is a big cook shop there.
Thank you for telling us that.
That's good.
Okay.
That's good.
You go down to Peace Gardens. And if you keep going down that road and then go right, there is a big cook shop and it is open to public and caterers.
That's really very kind of you.
Thank you.
We're just doing a little recording because we're making a little programme that's for people that find it difficult to get around the city centre sometimes if they can't see or if they have other issues. Is it okay if we use that information in our little recording?
Yeah, it's fine.
Thank you very much indeed.
A lot of shops, I mean, I've noticed Bird Yard, that I mean, not all week, and that is unusual.
Is it because
Like Ronnie O'Sullivan's shop only seems to open when it's snooker.
When there's a big event going on and it's snooker related.
But that Bird Yard, it is actually worrying me because they do sell a lot of quirky little things.
Yes, things that you go for a gift.
Well, people make, so they rent shelves.
Local traders.
Okay, so a craft type place. Where
But they do have some really interesting items in there at times. I'm early for work, so it's one at shops I normally look in.
Okay, thanks for that. Well, we'll have to keep coming and seeing if it's open another time.
Yeah,
thanks ever so much.
It is a little quirky shop, you know, crystals and...
Oh, it's really useful to know.
Whatever's in that wind is what somebody's made.
Brilliant.
Somebody's actually crocheted a pigeon.
That's lovely to know.
I think in Sheffield, if you want them on shooting, you know. Yeah.
Thank you very much indeed.
Very much.
Have a lovely day.
Thank you.
And then... On our right, to finish off with, we've got Vape Heaven, and that's open with lots of things on. And as we come out towards the end of Chapel Walk now, we've got both church buildings to our left and to our right.
What is this on the right? Because I want to get to a talking there. I can't remember what building it is.
It's the Central United Reformed Church.
So they do have
churchy things going on, but I've also been to a meeting there in the past. So, as with many of these church buildings...
off-the-shelf thing there once. Some author came to do a talk. So...
Yep.
Right.
Yes. So here we come out now and...
So we're on... Norfolk Street.
That's right, we are.
So shall we stop the recording here for now?
We can. Because we're not going to go down and get a bus yet or anything, which would be down to our left. But we can maybe have a look at that cook shop. Okay.